So we sort of segued there into follicular lymphoma. Maybe we can finish out hearing about your 67-year-old lady who had follicular lymphoma.
Yeah, so I had a 67-year-old patient with follicular lymphoma presented with non-bulky, non-painful lymphadenopathy. Imaging showed disease above and below the diaphragm, stage 3A disease, but without any organ-threatening disease or particularly symptomatic. And so, as with other indolent B-cell lymphomas, we observed. She observed for about 2 years, by which time her adenopathy had progressed. After a bit of a waxing and waning course, it had steadily progressed and was now causing symptoms, some discomfort, and the neck nodes were a bit unsightly.
Just out of curiosity, before you go on, when you think back to her initial presentation, another option to observing her might have been or was rituximab alone. How do you decide between observation and R alone?
Well, I typically, if somebody truly has no indication for a therapy, my inclination is to observe. A number of patients can be observed for years before requiring therapy. I do use rituximab monotherapy, and those typically are, for me, patients who have non-bulky disease but do warrant treatment. So, for example, somebody can have bilateral cervical lymph node disease that's 2, 2.5 centimeters, relatively small nodes. But because they're superficial, they're clearly visible. The patient nicks themselves when they're shaving. Giving bendamustine or other cytotoxic chemotherapy in that setting for low disease burden to me is a bit overkill. And so for low disease burden patients who warrant treatment due to cosmetics or early symptoms, that's who I favor rituximab monotherapy for.
So this lady eventually did require treatment. I see she got BR times 6, went into a complete remission. Then what?
Well, this patient achieved a remission to bendamustine rituximab, tolerated very well, achieved 6 complete cycles. Just short of 2 years, about 1.5 years after achieving remission, she again progressed.
Just before you get into that, I see that she did not get maintenance therapy. Do you generally use maintenance after chemo R? And what about this situation?
I consider maintenance therapy optional. With this patient, we talked about it. We explained that the study of maintenance rituximab versus observation alone does show a progression-free survival benefit in the range of about 15%, but no difference whatsoever in overall survival or rate of transformation. And so the question emerged, you can have a slightly longer remission with rituximab maintenance, or the same treatment is likely to work just as well at the time of progression. And this particular patient thought about it and said, I'd rather be off treatment. And so we did not. But I talk about it with patients with high disease burdens. Patients with low disease burdens weren't included in that trial, which was the PRIMA trial. So I always think about it in patients with high disease burden. But in the absence of a survival benefit, I do shared decision-making with the patient.
So she had then disease progression after the BR, a year and a half later. I'm just kind of curious, when you saw her at that point, kind of what were you thinking in terms of her prognosis and treatment options?
Well, one thing, I was concerned that her prognosis was relatively poor for a follicular lymphoma patient. And one thing that we've seen emerge in multiple data sets now is that patients who progress within 2 years of their initial treatment have a high chance of dying related to their follicular lymphoma, while those patients who have a remission of 2 years or longer have a life expectancy in general on par with age-matched controls in the general population. So I was concerned that she was in a small group, approximately 20% of follicular lymphoma patients fit into this group and have an inferior prognosis. So options in that setting include things like R-CHOP chemotherapy. It would include higher dose therapy and stem cell transplant, and it would include certain novel agents. But notably, very little data exists specifically in that patient population.